Yeah, listen, it was outstanding. It was a tough one. They're a very, very good team. And we knew that when we were coming into the game. We knew we had to be at our best, and thankfully we got the win in the end. And like I said earlier, it's only the first half sort of done, and we've obviously got a very, very difficult game next week away from home against them. So first half done, but we're pleased with how it went tonight.
17 years today, Derry beat Gothenburg, and a lot of talk about that victory and about sort of remembering it tonight.
Yeah, listen, I think I spoke about it the last few weeks about the atmosphere. People have spoke to me about it, but you could see the place tonight was absolutely bouncing. Second half, I said it before, the fans genuinely, they got us over the line there. The place was bouncing. They didn't like it. Every throw-in, free kick, you name it, every header that was one tackle that was made, there was a roar, and you could feel it on the pitch, and we need that every week. I know it's difficult, like I said, it's expensive to come, especially European games, cup games, but we want to be successful here in Derry. We want to win leagues, we want to get as far as we can in Europe, win cups, and it's not just the 11 or the other players that come on the pitch and the staff here, it's the whole city itself. The fans that come to the Brandywell every week, you don't realise how important these are for us, and that tonight was special.
Just a word on the FA Cup draw, a home draw against Pats. I mean, if you could get past them, your eyes would be in Dublin.
Yeah, listen, it's not an easy draw. Probably the toughest draw of the lot, with the way Pats have been recently. So yeah, it's something to, once it comes, we'll look at that there. It's going to be a difficult one, but yeah, listen, if we can win that, we're in a good place. But until that comes, we'll obviously we'll take care of whatever's in front of us.